Hi, and welcome to 15 Minutes With, hosted by me, Paula Robinson. I'm so glad you are nosy, or shall we say curious, like me, and want to know more about the citizens of our little chunk of Kentucky. This idea came from my own curiosity to know more about the people we see on the street, at the store, or sitting near a church. We know these people, but we don't really know them. Do they have a tattoo? Do they have a hidden talent? Who was their best friend growing up? We have so much we can learn about one another, but we have so much we can learn from one another. And I really hope this 15 minutes will teach us all a little something, as well as let us be, well, as I said earlier, nosy. So here we go. My guest today is Benton City Councilman Justin Lamb. Justin and I became friends through our mutual love of politics. And while we don't always agree on things, we respect each other's opinions. I've enjoyed Justin's cooking at Four Pigs, and he's always got a smile on his face when I see him. Justin, please take a few minutes and give us a quick overview of your career and family and how people might know you around our community.
Well, Paula, I appreciate you having me. Most people probably know me from the years I worked for Judge Executive Mike Miller. Mm-hmm. Worked with him for 8 years. Got to know so many good people in Marshall County and throughout Western Kentucky. People probably know me too from working at Four Little Pigs. I've been down there for be 10 years this July, and I've got to know so many people down there, people that become lifelong friends to me. Prior to that, I worked at Hutchins Barbecue. I worked there through my teenage years. In fact, that's where I met my wife, Lexi. We were high school sweethearts, and so that place has always had a special place in my heart. And people probably got to know me, too, from my history articles. Mm-hmm. I started writing for the Tribune Courier in 2011. Got such a great response from it. People would come up to the courthouse and say, I enjoy your articles. They would give me information, give me suggestions. Hey, you need to look this up. And give me photographs. And I started acquiring all these photographs and started collecting them because I love local history. And my wife suggested one time that I put them on Facebook. And that's where that my Walkthrough History Facebook page started from. And we started putting them photographs on there, and it's just got a great, great response. So mm-hmm. that's probably where people know me from. Mm-hmm. Of course, I've lived here my entire life, so my family's lived here for generations, and everybody knows everybody, and they've got to know me. So
they do. Yeah. Now, do you cook at home, or does Lexi do?
Lexi does most of the cooking. I can't cook very well at home, so she does most of the cooking. She'll tell you, I can't cook very well at home. I wash the dishes, she does the cooking.
Excellent. All right. Well, many people do recognize you from your feature, A Walk Through History. And you answered in your questions, you said you developed your love of history at your grandmother's kitchen table.
Yes.
So you said sometimes people bring you the photos. Mm-hmm. Do they just leave them with you? Mm-hmm. Or, I mean, because I know family photos, sometimes we'd be nervous to right. just hand them over. Right. So I'm sure that's a big responsibility.
It is. The folks at Mailboxes Plus, they work with me a lot. Mm-hmm. They do copies for me all the time and let me charge, and I go up there and pay for it. And but people bring me photographs. Some of them, you know, people just give them to me. Said, I don't want them, don't have no interest in them. But most of them treasure those family photographs. Mm-hmm. And I get copies of them and put them on and share them with everybody. Photographs tell such a story. Mm-hmm. And it's an important way to preserve our history. And what saddens me a lot is some of these old photographs have no names on the back. Mm-hmm. Have no idea who they are.
Right. These
people, and so we all know who they are. But it's but you talked about me developing my love of history. At my Mama Lovett's kitchen table. She was born in 1913. She was my great-grandmother. And she used to tell stories about the good old days, and I would just sit there in awe, just listening to these stories. And that's where my love of history comes from. She grew up in the Olive community. She was born at the crossroads of Curd and Olive Hamlet Road. And she was born, like I said, 1913. She got married. She moved across the road, and she lived there her entire 93 years.
Wow.
And the stories that she could tell. I mean, I wish if I could have 10 minutes with her, there were so many questions I would ask. But that's where my love of history come from, and my love of politics. Mm-hmm. She was a dyed-in-the-wool Franklin Roosevelt New Deal Democrat, and that was the only way you voted. Mm-hmm. Often thought how she would think of the party now. It's not the party of that she grew up with, but knowing her, she'd probably still be scratching that ticket yeah. because that was the only way to go, you know. So right. I don't know. It's just I owe a lot to her. I sure do. She was a good woman.
Mm-hmm. Well, she sounds really neat. Uh-huh.
She was.
Have you featured her in one of your?
I have mentioned her in a few of them. She was a distant, well, her husband, my papa, was a distant relative of Judge H.H. Lovett, who was mm-hmm. very prominent here in the county for many years. And mm-hmm. I've mentioned her a few times, but never done a story on her. She's a very modest woman, worked at Ken Lake, worked there from the 50s up to the 80s. Just simple people. Mm-hmm. That's how you describe the people out in Olive, just very mm-hmm. simple, down-to-earth country people. And that's the way my mom and papa were. So. Mm-hmm.
Well, you should feature them. What a wonderful tribute.
I ought to.
Yeah, especially when your new baby comes.
Yes, exactly.
So speaking of your new baby, what do you remember about growing up in Marshall County? Mm-hmm. And then how... Because it, of course, has changed. You're not very old.
Mm-hmm.
But how do you want to recreate some of that for your new baby that's coming? When's your baby due?
Baby's due December 1st.
How exciting.
So, yes, very exciting.
First baby.
That's my first baby. We're raising my nephew, Christopher. Mm-hmm. We've had him since he was 6. He'll be 10 this year.
And
wow. That's been a blessing mm-hmm. in itself. Mm-hmm. He's such a... smart and very, he's a very athletic kid, loves baseball. He's been a joy to have. Mm-hmm. And Marshall County is the greatest place on earth to grow up. I love this
yeah,
place.
Super nice.
Lexi gets on to me all the time. I don't ever want to travel. She says I don't want to get 5 minutes away from Marshall County, and that might be the truth, but it has been the best place to grow up. My granddad, big fisherman. He took me all over Kentucky like crappie fishing. I wouldn't trade those memories for anything. Daddy took me squirrel hunting when I was a kid, and that's stuff I try to pass on to my nephew. I'm big on tradition. I think in today's world, they try to make us think that we got to throw away some of our traditions, and I'm big on keeping some of those traditions. I think it's very important to pass those things down, so I hope to pass those down to my nephew and then mm-hmm. either my son or daughter or whatever. You know, that's funny to say, my son or daughter, you know. I can't believe I'm going to be having
it's
a
like,
baby.
Wow, I'm a grown up.
I know it.
I know what you mean yeah. exactly. Well, last question.
Okay.
If you could have any superpower, mm-hmm. What would you like to have?
That's an interesting question. I guess the history enthusiast in me, I would love the ability to go back in time mm-hmm. to see how things really were back then. You know, you read it in books, see it on documentaries, on television, but, you know, to have that ability to really go back and see how things were, I think that'd be very interesting. I'd like to see how Marshall County was, you know, from the beginning to now. You know, I think it'd be interesting.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
I think time travel's awesome.
That'd be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I'd enjoy it.
I don't know if I'd want to, you know, if you, because I think the 40s were a great time, you know.
Yeah.
Not, I guess I'm thinking post-war, because
yeah.
certainly the war time was not, but I guess I romanticized that mm-hmm. that time, and I always wonder, you know, if you go back and experience something else and... Would you want to come back to now?
Yeah.
Or would you just, you know?
Well, would you? Yeah, that'd be very interesting.
Yeah, I don't know.
In 1940s, I mean, you talk about Marshall County. That's when this county, as we know it, become this county. Before the dam was here, this was a remote, rural county. We were one of the poorest counties in the state. And when that dam come in and those industries started mm-hmm. appearing in Calvert City and we got them good paying jobs, I mean, Marshall County turned around. You know, my mom used to say it was like flipping a light switch. Well, and we got electricity too, you know, so.
literally
flipping a light switch. So it really changed this county. So, yeah, that'd be an interesting time to go back to. I can't pick a favorite time period of history. Mm-hmm. I love, you know, American history, all from the Revolutionary War up to, you know, the 60s and the 70s. I just love mm-hmm. studying that. I devour it, mm-hmm. you know. I don't have much of a life.
You will soon when that baby.
Yeah.
You'll be even busier with your nephew and a new baby. Yes. Well, I could just, if y'all are listening, Justin and I are probably the two most different kind of people to become friends. But we have become friends, and I really appreciate it. And I could spend a long time asking you questions and talking to you, but we're going to wrap it up. So I want to thank Justin for coming today and talking with me and allowing us to get a bit nosy.
Yeah.
And I'd like to close with this quote, because I love quotes, by Linus Pauling. Satisfaction of one's curiosity is one of the greatest sources of happiness in life. So y'all have a great day, and we'll see you next time on 15 Minutes With.
Right.
I don't know how to stop it. You'll have to stop it. That was good.
Shit.
Son has been walking with me and stuff like that. So we've...
Oh, shit.